All right, so let's just start out by inviting the attention inward and just noticing the breath right now. Just noticing whether the breath is deep or shallow. We're going to do an experiential exercise that can help us connect with what's really important to us, what we value, what's meaningful. And so just relaxing through the shoulders, letting there be an openness in the chest. And just inviting the attention to drop from the head to the heart. Just listening to these instructions from the heart space. And letting yourself answer these questions from your heart, your gut, your being. Not really from the mind. And so connecting with the next breath. Just really inhabiting the body. And so now, kind of from a honoring or celebratory lens, like a positive lens. Say you knew for sure that you only had 10 years left of life, and don't think about how morbid this is or how hard that is, but more just kind of a positive way where you're respecting your life. And say there's just 10 years left. And you knew that for sure. What would you do with your time? How would you live the next 10 years? What would be important to you? And just again, feeling the breath and the belly and the heart. And then the answers come from your heart and your gut. What's important to you to do in 10 years? How would you spend your time? And so just really reflecting, if there's just 10 years left, kind of relationships or work or enjoyment or travel or loving productivity. What do you want to spend your time doing? Or maybe just being, soaking it up. And then now we're going to shift and just think about if you only had 5 years left. Again, don't think about how sad or morbid this could be. More just, okay, a let's really think positively. And if we're going to like rock these next 5 years or just make the most of them, really live how you want to live, what would you do in those 5 years? How would you spend your time? How would you want to be? And now just reflect. If you just had 1 year left, what would you do in this year? What would be meaningful to you, enjoyable? What would you say to people? So reflecting, if there's 1 year left, how would you spend your time? And then now we're going to reflect on 1 month. See, there's just about 30 days left. Again, we're not really going to think about how sad or morbid that might be, but more just what would be enjoyable to do? Like, what would be meaningful to do? There's just 30 days left of these people and this city and this planet. What would you want to do with them, or on your own, or and so just thinking with 1 month, what would you want to do with your time? And now thinking, if there's just 1 week left on this precious planet with these precious people and your work, yourself, what would you do in your last week? How would you spend moment to moment? What would be important to you? Again, really trying to stay in a positive frame. Like, what would feel meaningful and delightful to? Do with your time. And then now say you just had 10 minutes to go. What are you going to do in the last 10 minutes? If you're feeling pretty good and healthy. And then finally, reflecting on what you would value doing, and just if there's just 1 minute left, in the last minute, what would you really value doing in that moment? How would you be? And then now, take some time to reflect on your answers to these questions. Like, what surprised you? What did you notice? I suggest taking a little bit of time to just journal or type in a Word document. Just different ideas or thoughts that came up this exercise. Just reflecting and writing it down. And just being grateful to yourself and that you took the time to do this exercise and kind of connect and reconnect with what's truly important to you. And so just continue to reflect and write. And we're finished with the audio portion.